But first, in last week's programme, we talked about how Black, Asian and minority ethnic people are suffering disproportionately in this pandemic. The statistics show that the risk of dying from COVID-19 is at least 2 to 3 times higher in Afro-Caribbean communities than in white ones. Joe Aldred is a Pentecostal bishop and broadcaster. I asked him what the last few weeks had been like for him and his congregations.
It has been a difficult time. There's no two ways about that. I've coined the phrase early on that I felt like the writer of so many psalms, that I was in that place of lament, that place where you don't have answers to the things that are coming on you. And as a believer in God, saying, God, where are you and what are you doing about this? And what does this mean? And I've been in that place for quite a while, particularly during a 2 to 3 week period in March, April.
So what was happening?
What was happening was that, thankfully, none of my immediate family were or are caught up in COVID. But so many of the people who are close to me, got to say that I was born in Jamaica. I lived there till I was nearly 16, came here, met a young pastor about 1970 who grabbed a number of us, particularly young men, and just pointed us in a direction towards self-fulfillment. He was one of the people who was a low point for me when he died during this COVID outbreak. And if that was the lowest valley experience, around me were going into double figures in a 2 week period. People who I just loved and who had nurtured me, who were just passing and were being sick and put on ventilators and you were in lockdown and you can't go anywhere. It really felt like a bewildering time.
And what do you think the lasting impact's going to be on your community?
Somebody put it this way the other day, that it feels like there's been a health time bomb waiting to explode in the African Caribbean community. If you were to look at any of the stats in the UK for BAME life, and particularly my own community, the African and Caribbean community, what you will see is that we show up in negative stats almost anywhere you care to look. Socially, economically, politically. We have lived with that overrepresentation in underlying conditions. And what COVID has done, it has simply highlighted that.
Do you think that the Pentecostal churches haven't addressed those issues sufficiently?
Well, I have said to my friends that, you know, the Pentecostal church and evangelical churches who believe in divine healing have probably just overbalanced somewhat towards our willingness to pray for the sick. I'm asking the question, but have we taken prevention seriously enough? It's one thing to call people to the altar on a Sunday and pray for them, for their healing, but many of those sicknesses could have been either prevented or ameliorated. We need to not just preach about healing, we need to preach about health.
And do you think the churches haven't really engaged, as it were, with these sort of fundamental health and social issues? And that has also allowed the congregations perhaps to be less empowered and even to, you know, believe in many conspiracy theories about the virus, to have less trust in what's going on.
You mentioned conspiracy theories. I can tell you that that is still running rampant in many circles in our community, whether in church or out of church. Leadership tries to stamp it out, but it is in communities. And it is clear that minority communities who feel and live with a sense of vulnerability in a culture where you are a minority do tend, I'm afraid, to look for scapegoats. And that's why I think some of these conspiracy theories have taken such a hold in our communities. And I think it's to our detriment.
I just wondered how you've personally felt about the fact that those in the BAME community have suffered so much more from COVID, and much of it apparently because of a lot of social disadvantage and health disadvantage. How do you feel about that across the wider community?
Anger isn't a good word for how I feel. It's more a sense of resignation of, well, what would you expect? And why aren't we doing something about it? And by we, I don't necessarily even mean government. I mean we, us, in the community. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I want to see taken out of this. Not anger at anybody or even anger at COVID, but a sense of taking hold of your own future, your own destiny. We somehow have to stop feeling that we have no choice in this.
Joe Aldred.